Amanda, welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Thank you.
The Westwood Art Show happens every year and has done so for a number of years now, but you were its founder, I think.
That's right.
And when was that?
This is our ninth year.
Well, it is, and I think it always has been, an outdoor show.
That's right.
And it's free and open to all. Are the artists mostly from Westwood, or do they come from other areas as well?
They are mostly from Westwood, but quite a few are from the Cincinnati, greater Cincinnati area. And we try to keep a variety of media represented.
Of course.
So lots of painters, printmakers, ceramic artists, jewelers, photographers, collage makers.
So what goes on?
Primarily it's the art, but we always have live musicians playing. This time we actually have five different groups. The first that will play is Captain Culpepper, followed by Rachel Moosey, Freedom Nicole Moore, Pike 27, and the headliner is the Kentucky Struts. And in addition to that, we also have craft booths for kids, and sometimes we'll have puppets, and we may have some artists do some demonstrations as well, which is something new. We'll definitely have demonstrations that will involve children participants, but I don't believe we have any children actually demonstrating or making and selling art this time.
Aside from being the founder, what other roles do you fill for the Westwood Art Show? And are you an artist yourself?
I am. I've been making art for as long as I can remember. My mom is an artist and was an art teacher, so I've always had the influence of her in my life. So I basically do acrylic paintings on commission and just for fun and to sell, of course. And I also make collage, and I've made my collages into small works as note cards, which I sell locally. So I will definitely have those at the art show for sale. My husband is a photographer, so together we usually share a booth. Yeah, so that plus being on the committee of the planning for the show. And I also wanted to mention we'll have a lot of food vendors as well, and we try to do a variety of options for people. We have one food truck called You Lucky Dog, and it's hot dogs that are kind of jazzed up. Then we have Kretschmar that will sell like meats and cheeses, cold cuts and sausages and things like that. Hanky Winery is always a participant. They do tastings, and they also just sell by the glass and by the bottle. Then we have Diane's Cakes and Cookies. They're right in the heart of Westwood. Then we have Mickey's Cheesesicles, which is kind of like a frozen cheesecake popsicle, which is quite something. Additionally, Lil's Bagels will be there with bagel sandwiches and things like that. Since our hours are 11 to 5, we try to have some breakfast, lunch, and dinner options. And then finally, Muse Cafe, which is our brand new coffee shop. They also make really delicious food.
Tell us exactly how to find the Westwood Art Show.
Absolutely. So you'll want to basically look for the intersection of Montana and Harrison Avenues. We'll be set up on the lawn, on the grounds of the Westwood Town Hall, which is right there at that intersection, and also in the street between Montana and Ruhlman. And I wanted to also mention that right after the art show is our final Westwood Second Saturday event called Create. This is the fourth that we've done this summer, and the whole point of it is to bring attention to our business district, which is really thriving right now.
Well, the Westwood Art Show certainly sounds like something to look forward to.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for coming in to talk with us about
it. Thank you. My pleasure.
We've been talking with Amanda Carlisle, founder of the Westwood Art Show, coming up next Saturday, September 9th, and open from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. For a link to more information, cwvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Jane Durrell.